Hello?
Hey, how are you? This is Quan Shea returning your customer service call.
Okay, great.
Okay, what's your zip code?
My zip code is 21146.
Okay, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name is Pamela Neeworth, and the charge that I'm disputing was probably made, it was our credit card. Myself and my husband, and his first name is Richard.
It's in his name. For security purposes, can you verify the shipping address for me?
Yes, 231 McKinsey Road, McKinsey Road, and that is Severna Park, Maryland, 21146.
Okay, thank you for that. It's looking like, well, I don't know, did you make the purchase or he made it for, it looks like, some CBD products, just products that help with...
Okay, so this is what happened.
Uh-huh.
On May the 5th, he took some kind of survey.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was, I don't know if it was an email or whatever.
Oh, March
and,
the 5th.
And they said, well, you get a free March the 5th. And then, and they were going to give him a free bottle of this stuff. And they said it was free, but he had to pay $4.97 to have it shipped. So he did that. And then on March 20th, there's a charge of $99.94. And I'm sort of guessing that was some kind of trial period. And he did not read what that was. And he, I'll send it back if we need to, because he doesn't really want it and he didn't read it properly. So I'm looking to have the charge removed, if it's possible.
Okay. I can go ahead and cancel out, because it has turned into a subscription at this point. The trial ended on the 19th of on the 19th of March. He was supposed to call back on or before that day to avoid being billed the retail price of the product that he has, because he only paid the shipping and handling up front. Unfortunately, this is only a shipping warehouse. We don't receive anything here. So what he has is his to keep. What he does with it, that's his business. But I can go ahead and get it canceled, so we won't ship out anything else.
Oh, please. Please. He didn't read it. And he just didn't read it.
Yeah, that's happened to me before with some shoes that I was looking at, so interested in.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'd appreciate it. So that $99.94 will come off of there?
Unfortunately, I can't do anything about that charge because that's for the one that he has. Had he called back on or before the 20th, then I would have been able to do something about that. But I did cancel everything out.
When he didn't do that, what happened? So what really it is that when he did that, by mistake, he signed up for a whole subscription of this stuff?
Yes, he had to agree to that he was 18 years of age and older and agreeing to our terms and conditions, all that stated on the advertisement. So at this point, I can't really taper with a valid charge, but I did get everything canceled, so we won't bill him anymore.
If you can cancel, if you can get that all canceled, and is there somebody else I can speak to about this other charge to try to get that taken off? I mean, it's $100. I mean, you know.
Yes, because that's the full retail price of the product that he has.
I understand.
He has a 30-day supply. I can, but more than likely you're going to get the same response, being that it's now the 30th, and he should have called back on it before the 19th to avoid
that. He didn't know that because he didn't read it.
Okay,
I realize it's his fault. Yes,
yeah.
I mean, it's an error, but...
But I did cancel it, so we won't charge for anything else past this. Like, that's it, the shipping, and then now the full price of what he already has.
So there's no way that can be taken off. Do I have any place I can appeal to?
Your bank, maybe, but in those cases where if you disputed that, being that he agreed to the terms and conditions, well, the bank would contact us, and that being
and
that he agreed...
That's what you're gonna tell him. Right.
No, I'm being honest. You know, if they call us, sometimes they will refund you that chargeback, but they will also take it back from you, being that you agreed to the terms and conditions. But you can try that. Just your next option would be to call your bank.
I will try that. I'll call the bank and see, but I'll let them know what he did by mistake and what you have said.
I apologize about the misunderstanding. But you can call your bank and then we can go from there if they call us back, okay?
Great. Now, I thank you so much. What was your name again?
My name is Quanshay.
Quanshay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
All right. Thanks for calling customer support. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Mm-hmm. You too.